Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ella Goulding, Diplo, Swae Lee, Close to Me. It's Hot 101.5 and you are seconds away from trending in Tampa Bay. But think about it. Your friends are like, hey, we're going on a group cruise this year. You want to come? And you're like, No, I don't have any money.
Unless we're cruising up to, you know, like the middle of Tampa Bay.
But even then, I ain't got no gas money.
True.
Sad. But here's the thing, though. We got your back, girl. We want you to buy that bathing suit. You get that hair did. You get the nails done. And you go wherever you want to go because you're going to win your share of over $200,000. And we kick it off Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Hot 101.5.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All right. Let's talk about this Tampa Bay train wreck. So, a man was arrested outside of an Olive Garden. you know what? I just really love this story so much. So this man was arrested outside of an Olive Garden on Sunday, and this was in Naples. Police found him sitting outside Olive Garden, shirtless, doing something, I will say, with food from Olive Garden. What was he doing?
Scotty the Body, what was he doing?
He was rubbing chicken Alfredo all over his body.
Ooh, I mean, as much as I'd want to do that.
Creamy. Yeah.
Yes. Let's say he had some of those breadsticks that are so delicious. And he was doing awkward things.
Oh.
With the breadstick?
Yes. Sticks. Plural.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Multiple.
Wow. Uh-huh. I'm not even going to let the besmirchment of Olive Garden breadsticks deal with that. That's not what happened.
No, okay.
Don't you talk about breadsticks like that. No. Apparently, he was sitting outside the restaurant shirtless, quote, shoveling spaghetti into his mouth using his hands. And apparently, it was a gigantic mess. Now, the story continues because prior to the arrest, he had been harassing patrons both inside and out front of the restaurant, asking people for money, shouting profanities. Then an Olive Garden employee said that after he went outside and sat down on the bench and started eating food, which, by the way, to me, that's what's missing in this story. How did he get the food? Did he order it to
get
go?
Get out the trash can?
Did he get out? Did he take it off of someone in the restaurant's plate?
Or maybe somebody had leftovers and just gave them their leftover bag.
Oh, because he had been harassing people. So maybe they were like, oh, this poor man is crazy. Here's my, you know, spaghetti. Well, before they put him in the handcuffs, they did wipe the food off of his face.
Well, that's nice.
Because it was all over. So he was intoxicated and apparently muttering obscenities the whole time.
Is that what a toddler looks like when they eat?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Basically, they arrested an overgrown toddler outside of Olive Garden.
Okay, so while we're all laughing, I can't judge because this story could have easily been me in front of lots of Waffle Houses across the Georgia, Florida, tri-state area.
Oh.
This has been me at Waffle House.
I would have laughed if I saw you.
Yeah, they did laugh.
You weren't belligerent, though.
No, I was. There are some pictures and videos of me back in the day in front of Waffle House shoveling hash browns down my throat at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Miguel, you could easily have been a Tampa Bay train wreck.
Thankfully, I was not.
Oh, man. All right, well, let that be a lesson to you. Now, in other news, let's talk sports.
Yes, the sports.
The sports. The Lightning take on the Columbus Blue Jackets for the second game in the series tonight, right here at home at Emily Arena, and they're going to win tonight. So, just so you know.
Speak it into the universe.
I got my Lightning gear. We all brought our Lightning gear in today. I mean, they will win tonight, which will be amazing. So, Game 2, make sure you've got all of your, flags and shirts and hats ready for celebrations, because that's what's going to happen tonight.
Now, Holly, they are playing the, the Columbus
Blue Jackets.
Now, that's Columbus, Ohio, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, you're from Ohio.
I am.
So you have a little leg up here because normally I like to try to trash talk a little bit, but you know your state.
I do.
Your home state.
And this is the craziest thing is that I always thought the Columbus Blue Jackets were terrible. They must be having like a really weirdly good season.
They got lucky.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. My friend texted me. She said, I feel like we should be having hockey beef right now. I said, you suck. She goes, no, you suck. That was great.
Holly, talk some trash about Columbus.
Oh,
come
no.
on now. Spit the truth. Go ahead. You're in Tampa now.
Okay, listen. The Columbus Blue Jackets are terrible.
Oh.
When I worked at a radio station north of Columbus, we couldn't give them away if we tried. Oh. Nobody wanted to see them. I mean, I love my home state, but damn. I mean, nobody went to those games. That's why I was like, okay, this is not even going to be a matchup. They can't win. And then they got real lucky. They were, like, watching the movie Miracle or something, and they got real inspired, mm-hmm. and they had, like, a luck-out win on game one. But come on. Like, we got this, Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. There it is.
That
sorry,
trash
I'm
talk.
I'm sorry. Listen, I do love my home state. Go Bucks.
That's fine.
Buckeyes, that would be. Mm-hmm. But not the Blue Jackets.
Bye.
Tampa Bay Lightning have this in the bag. That's what's trending with Miguel and Holly.
All right. It is 7:35, and we've got to get to Blown Off. I think that homeboy showed his douche card too soon.
Oh, no. Well, is it ever appropriate to show that card?
But I don't even think he realizes he has it, okay? Oh. Because from his messages so uh-huh. far, I can tell that Greg does not have a filter. And I'm wondering if that's why he hasn't heard from Danielle after their dinner and drinks date in Riverview.
Maybe.
We got to find out if exactly that's why he's been blown off. And we'll do it at 7:45 with Blown Off on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.